Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Angela Cherby from the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, especially from the section Future Frames. And here with Lukas Kacnauskas, director of I Was Max. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning. It's pretty much day in here already. Still morning.
You know, formally, it's still morning. Well, let's talk about your film, I Was Max. It narrates the story of a meeting of two guys, and like that starts like a regular like meetup, but then it turns into something more personal for one of them, and that there is a lot of talking and a lot of analysis on who they are, especially one of the two. I wanted to ask you where does the idea of this film comes from, first of all, and why did you choose to develop it in this way?
Well, what can I say? It was absolutely inspired like by my own experience because, you know, although I'm such kind of naturalistic type of person, I really like this personal, natural meeting people, natural dating. But since pandemic started and everything closed, like social life closed and all activities closed. The dating, you know, closed. And it wasn't possible to meet anyone like naturally. And I thought that I could try this way also. And first of all, it was like out of curiosity more because everyone was like talking about this online dating, like using this kind of app and so on. And I thought like I could try this one also. It would be really nice. It would be really interesting for me. And and I started like going on those kind of dates and I realized that it's really, really interesting because it's kind of different culture because it has its own habits, rules, behavior algorithms. And I saw that it's like really, really interesting because it's really hard to be yourself in those kind of, you know, situations. And I saw how people like pretend, try to represent them in the best ways. I thought that it's like this. This practice is like worth to become a script, to become a story, and finally to become a film. And this was my main inspiration. And yeah, and I, for my studies, for my graduating movie, I decided to make this one as my main story, main movie.
Listen, your movie touches a lot of issues that you just mentioned that are strictly connected to the dating apps, which are like how do you present yourself, how do you sell yourself, and how do you identify into somebody different than what you want to be, or maybe somebody that you think that the other people would like more than how you are. And why do you think that people is doing this? It's just a question of as you made a deep analysis on this app functioning. Do you think it's something that people do for preserve themselves, for helping themselves? I don't know. Which could be the reasons?
Well, first of all, out of my own experience, I could tell that it's a bit like safer, I would say, in this case. You don't want to like be exposed like too much. You want to like keep some kind of information about yourself. You want to, I don't know, show yourself from the best, like best opportunities, best possibilities, and best ways. So I think it's really strongly connected to how you want to be seen and how you want to be accepted. And I think it's pretty this unsure what you're like experiencing when you're going on the first date, or you're having first experience. in some turns it's even like it could be dangerous, and I think that people like tend to pretend a little bit or represent themselves from better perspectives is because they really want to secure themselves, I guess so.
And do you think that, those two guys in your film, they met through a gay dating app. Do you think that the issue of acceptance of its own nature could be an additional reason to create a different persona when you go on dating apps? Because
Yes.
a potential one of the potential reasons why in your film happens what it happens, that I'm not saying because I don't want to spoil it, but it's that could be the question of the acceptance of how you are could be another tricky part that somebody wants to hide. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah, I understand your question. I think so. I believe so because, and it's especially about this, like my character, which is still like trying to find out about himself, who's still like unsure and still trying to understand like his boundaries, expand his boundaries, expand his limits. And in this case, yeah, it's a possibility of being in a shadow, in a disguise, to pretend that I am this character and like with different name, different features, trying to avoid some kind of personal talk. It's just to be like no name, in this case. It's like very comfortable. And yeah, and since you try to be somehow like in a shadow, unseen, you tend to pretend somebody else. And yeah, and in some terms, especially in those kind of societies who are not completely tolerant, it's better for the others to not like know anything about you. And also it's kind of community, LGBT community, and you maybe not want to be involved anyhow, and you just try to pretend that I'm just doing a research about myself. I'm just like trying some different kind of things, but I'm not sure if I'm into this. So it's trying to keep it safe, keep it simple, and as comfortable as possible.
We decided to write the opposite character of the second guy as a very affirmed, self-affirmed, self-assured, very talkative guy that could be that no, well not could be that is actually a kind of a threat to the main character because he's asking too much, he's talking too much, he wants to know too much. Did you find yourself in such a situation in your life, or did you think that such a character could be a good trigger for the narrative, for the like yeah, for the narrative of the film?
Well, it's actually both. I definitely see myself in both characters, absolutely. And I believe that is why this film, this story, is very like relatable to like many kinds of people, many different like people, is because it's it's oppositional, it's universal. You can see like one person who is super shy and uncomfortable, timid, and so on, and another one is like super super self-confident, and you can find yourself in some kind of situations acting like Max, and you can find yourself acting like Taras, another guy. And I really really put those features which I have both in myself to like a particular character. So I, in some ways, in some cases, I really see myself as Max. In some cases, I see myself as Tadas, and that's how it works. It depends on situation and the problems you're facing.
Yeah, but at the end, it worked for the film because this opposition of the two sides of a potential person, they work very well. Listen, being this your graduation film, did you have any kind of inspiration or any kind of reference, filmmaker reference to follow while you were shooting or while you were thinking about the film, visually speaking?
To be honest, not much, because I really, have this idea that the film finds a way to make the story like by itself naturally. And of course, I got some like directors' idols and directors who I admire, but in this case, I was like trying to listen and see and follow my intuition how it goes. And it's like, as you can see, it's like very, very close, like piece. When we see like a lot of portraits, we see faces, we see like very, very, very close, all those like minimal, small emotions, everything is like super exposed in this case. And but it happened like naturally because I capture this also using those master shots, mid shots, also close-ups. And I realized that okay, this like master shot gives me information, mid shot it also gives me information where they are, what they do, but only close-ups and the macro shots, they give me this feeling, this uncomfortability, this tension. And
Also,
like since the act,
the sound is very specific and very loud sometimes. The minimal sounds are very loud, and actually, as you just said, they put you not at ease. You're not at ease at some point. You were like always expecting something to happen, something not nice to happen. So this is another.
kinda. And I really, sorry to interrupt. And I really thought that I have to edit, because I edited myself also. I have to edit it the way that the story goes naturally. And as it's a story about the main character, Max, for example, the first scene, like as long as I'm interested in how uncomfortable he is, I don't want to see like another character. And moreover, it's even more interesting and intriguing, like who's the next one and what's the guy like sitting next to him. And I guess answering your question is that I really try to make it as belonging to the story itself, not to put my, concept, like my great, great idea, or follow how I thought it will look like.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Luca Tetsinauskas for having been with us with the film I Was Max at the Carlo Vivari Film Festival in the Future Frame section. Thank you a lot again. I'm Angelo Cervi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.